You're listening to spoiler-filled film conversation. Hooray. And I'm Richard Nicholas, hello. And with me today are Abby.
Hello.
Ollie.
Hello.
Anthony.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
And we're all here to talk about a film and spoil it for you and tell you all about it and discuss it. And that film today was chosen by Tom and was the film Robot Jocks with an X, because it's cool. Tom, why did you pick Robot Jocks for us to watch?
Because a long time ago I saw the trailer for it on TV and couldn't believe it was a real thing. It looked really cool. It wasn't.
Okay. This is something we should do. We should give the details for the listener to save them clicking on IMDb. We should tell them, or Wiki, or whatever you use, and someone can someone read out the details of who's in it and who made it?
I can.
If you like talk to. Advance, maybe. Just make it up on the spot.
People knew to do it.
I knew. It was made in 1989. It was written and directed by Stuart Gordon, and it was also written with Joe Haldeman, and stars a bunch of people you never heard of.
I bet you didn't.
I know what you're going to say, Ollie. Save
what?
It.
No. Gary Graham was in a few awful episodes of Star Trek Enterprise.
Isn't that all of the episodes of Star Trek Enterprise?
That was the one nugget I had on him, and you swept it out from under me, you fiend.
Well, you did basically not announce who they were in it. I mean, that's a bit harsh. We even talked about Arch Hall or whatever his name was from EGAR. We gave his name away. This is not,
but there are a lot fewer people in EGAR. These guys are going to have to just filter in over time.
There are people in EGAR?
Well, three.
The main thing of this is, even if you don't recognise the names, there are quite a few people whose face you'll kind of recognise and go,
This is full of TV people.
Many of them went on to better things because they didn't put this on their resume.
They went on to better things like getting up out of bed to do some chores.
You know, better things like maybe some chocolate cake.
Yeah, I'm sure they all had cake at some other point.
I don't know. That person who plays the only woman in the film doesn't look like she's ever eaten.
Oh, you know, that's just actresses for you. So we should talk expectations quickly before we start talking about it. Tom's expectations we kind of know because he said he thought it looked good and then it was bad.
I expected giant robots to happen. And admittedly, I was not disappointed. There are, in fact, giant robots in the film.
That's good. Anthony, what about you? What did you think?
I thought it looked like an amazingly entertaining bad film. Mm-hmm. And that's my mindset going into it.
Okay. Abby?
I thought a similar thing to Anthony. Based on the trailer, I was expecting some proper, brutal robot fighting action.
And I guess Ollie as well?
I think I was expecting total rubbish and was pleasantly surprised.
I forgot about Ollie's low expectation drive.
That's why I end up liking a lot more movies than everybody else.
Go in thinking,
oh, this is going to be so awful that I'm just going to end up throw myself out the window, but no, it was actually all right.
And the times where you're correct, at least then you've got that to fall back on, like, well, I was right, and you can feel smug and superior.
Aren't you on the ground floor?
Sorry?
Yeah, that's fine. It's not a huge
section. Okay.
So all you do is ruin a window.
You can open it first.
Right.
So all you do is let in a draft, really. That's the entire effect.
So what's next? Rich, what did you think?
I thought, fighty robots sounds a bit like Real Steel, and I haven't seen that, so presumably this is just some kind of prequel. Bam, let's watch. I don't know. I was not optimistic, I was just curious, I guess. Yeah, so the film, what was it about? It was about... Does anyone want to give the you know, the setup there?
It was... Right.
In the future...
Yes.
War has been outlawed. Because, apparently, World War III was just that bad.
A lot of people...
We finally had enough of war.
So the obvious alternative...
is giant robot fights, mano a mano, to solve entire countries' disagreements.
And not like robot wars.
Oh, in giant robot.
Yeah, not like robot wars on the ground, like men with sheds coming up with robots, like big, you know, Power Rangers-style Megazord-type things.
With men. You know, if we're going to have a bloated, runaway military budget, let's build giant robots.
Why not? Why not?
In the future, apparently there are only two countries left. America and Russia, under sci-fi Spence, names.
Yeah. What was one? Antarctica was one? No. What was?
No, they were fighting for Alaska.
Alaska.
Yes, because there's oil in Alaska.
And polar bears. And
I'm going to guess you probably require quite a lot of oil for giant robots.
Yeah, they are. They, you know, if I can't remember that rainbow film, what's it called? The Oz one. They go to Oz. What's the Oz thing? The thing with Oz.
I don't know.
The magic.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, if the Wizard of Oz, I don't know why I couldn't remember, has taught us anything, it's that when robot men hang about, they get rusty, so they need oil. Lots of oil. That's what it's taught us.
That's Return to Oz, isn't it?
Oh, no. What's his name? No, TikTok in Return to Oz is a wind-up dude. And, you know,
Tin
it's
Man.
Just Tin Man.
Oil, yeah.
He's sort of a robot, isn't he? Living tin.
Maybe.
Anyway. Getting sidetracked. So yeah, that was
the characters for the movie are Achilles, who is the best member of the American team.
Yeah. And importantly, he's human, not some kind of bred genetically person.
And Alexander, who is the top member of the Russian team and a psychopath. For no real reason.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy, and it's an 80s movie, so you can't have sympathy for the bad guy.
Yeah. There's an interesting maniacal laugh and terrible accent.
Yeah, but it works.
Kind of. Every now and again, you can't hear somebody say.
But, Alexander has killed the rest of the American team, so now... Achilles has to step in and battle him for Alaska.
With the help of his friend, the stocky Texan.
Whose name is Tex, in a spectacularly imaginative naming.
I thought everyone from Texas was called Tex.
Yeah, Tex, Texas Pete, Big Tex.
Or JR. Loads of them are called JR.
He looked a bit like the wrestling commentator JR. Maybe it's just that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out that Alexander's been winning all his fights because there's a spy in the American team who's been giving away all of their new weapons schematics.
There are so many complicated things in this film that aren't capitalized on at all. There's been a third world war. There's espionage. There's genetic engineering.
When you say espionage, it turns out to be the person it's obvious that it is.
That still counts.
There are two people it could be. It could be Tex, or it could be the guy who invented the weapons being used.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But why did they even bother putting it in if they weren't really going to do anything with it? That guy didn't...
Because you couldn't say that Alexander is just better than the American pilots.
Yeah, duh. I mean, they're Americans. They got to win. They're the best. There's also that sort of weird subtext about they have the old team who fight in robots are just regular chaps, and the new team are genetically engineered and trained to be superior robot fighters.
Oh yes, the tubies.
Apparently
genetically engineered test tube babies. And I can understand why they didn't use the other name. I don't think you could really call them testies and get away with it.
No. But they try and play that like there's a lot of drama in it, and really, yeah, all it boils down to...
You see one of them with a name, and you don't care.
Yeah, all it really came down to was just to get the main character to fight again. It's like, a woman is going to fight in my place? That'll make me fight.
I don't think so.
I'll come and spoil everything, even though it would have been fine.
Yeah, he really tries to make it because she's a rookie, but it's not. No. You're going back because a woman will be fighting in your place.
I thought it was just because he'd gone back to his old life and people were calling him Jim, and he was thinking...
No, he was supposed to have fallen in love with the testy...
It wasn't the horrible power of being called Jim.
Let's be honest, pretty much all the characters lacked any kind of real motivation. Well, that's a bit... they had motivation, but it was crap.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, so, you know, at the heart of it, there's potentially an intriguing plot for a sci-fi blockbuster, but the execution is poor to, you know, barely there at all.
Yes.
Which is interesting because it did bankrupt a studio and have to be bought and finished by a second studio. So a lot of money went into this movie.
But
it did.
But the effects, guys, the effects were so amazing. The high speed clarity of the robot fights.
Robot technology.
I actually quite like the stop motion.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well.
For 1989, some of it was quite good. And then. Some of it was really awful.
Dark Crystal was 1982.
Yeah, but it would have been weird if they'd done, like, Jim Henson puppets fighting.
Jim Henson had made a giant robot movie. I would be watching it right now.
That's true.
Over again on a loop.
Okay, so the animation-y robots, you know, I'm trying to find the good side, guys. But you guys seem to like it. So, you know, do you want to express some of your opinions on the actual combat sequences we saw?
It is a lot like what you would do if Robot Wars had a $50 billion budget.
Oh,
it's really stupid beast weapons. Here's a thing that lights 1,000 flares at once to blind your opponent. You know, here's a thing that shoots your hand off across the...
Don't forget the saw wire.
Oh, yes. Here's the saw. It comes out of your crotch plate.
Classy. That was probably the best moment of it, really, when, you know... Well, that was actually when they're fighting, you have the moment where you think, he's not going to hit him in the robo crotch, is he? And then he busts out the, you know, robot saw crotch and attacks him.
Even though I think it was in the trailer, I'd forgotten. And that happening was actually one of the more genuinely surprising pieces, a bit of a film I've seen for a long time.
They did give away too many things in the trailer.
Because they had to try and make it look good.
Yeah, but they gave away things like Alexander shooting his fist at the crowd just for Achilles to jump in the way in a robot, which then falls on the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an interesting thing, at least. They tried to suggest that in the future, people care less about lives and more about the fight being won, you know? They tried to be all... This is the problem for me, really, is it was a really quirky, silly-looking film. It looked like Clash of the Titans meets Power Rangers meets, I don't know, just some kind of stupid, like, pretentious sci-fi, almost. It was kind of like Space Odyssey, if made by the people who made Power Rangers. So the fact that it tried to take itself so seriously, and it was an obviously fun, silly movie, it should have been more fun, you know?
Well, originally, it was supposed to be a sci-fi take on the Iliad, involving commies and giant robots.
Of course, yeah.
I smelt a classic text under there somewhere. Every now and again, something would happen where it's just like, this is very familiar, something else.
The only thing that is really still there, because it's been rewritten like 7 times, What is it kept the names.
And there was something about when they were out of the robot suits at the end and they were having that fight. Just the way they were talking to each other and some of the stuff they did was very, I know this. Where do I know this from?
The movie does have some really quotable quotes.
Go on.
I'm going to get in this thing, and I'm going to kick your ass. You can apply that to any sports movie.
Yeah.
In fact, if you apply it to non-sports movies, it gets really good. Yeah? Supermarket sweep. I'm going to pick up this trolley, and I'm going to kick your ass.
I mean, is there a movie of Supermarket Sweep?
Yes. Oh.
Johnny Depp plays Dale Winton.
Yes, actually, he does.
He does, Richard, yes.
I guess you've seen this.
Don't be flippant.
It's weird. There's actually another line where they steal, it's clobbering time from the Fantastic Four. Which threw me a little bit.
Yeah.
And the classic shoot to kill. Yeah, good, right, okay.
And there's you're making my beer curdle. Ah, will you make my drink taste like blood?
That was a weird line. That was just like, what does that mean?
Anyone, what did that mean?
He has curdled blood.
They were different drinks.
Just like, you make my beer taste like sick. Well, you make my toast taste like charcoal, you horrid man.
Yes, well, you make my sandwiches taste like different sandwiches.
Yes. Take that. Yeah.
I was so disappointed that this film wasn't more like Starship Troopers.
You want it to be proper camp, funny, and kind of going for the laughs.
Watch the other Starship Troopers movies.
Why are they more like this? What are you saying?
Well, there's three of them and a TV series. Is that not enough Starship Troopers for you?
I meant in tone, where it's just if it had its tongue in its cheek, we might have been able to accept a lot more of this. But it was just so po-faced about everything. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was trying to be that pretentious, clever man's sci-fi and at the same time present us with, like, Clash of the Titans-style animated robots, which for me, weren't as exciting as I wanted them to be. Like, you know, there's problems with robot movies like Transformers for being shaky cam, hard-to-understand Michael Bay rubbish, but these ones, they were kind of cool. They should have been enjoyable animated fights, but instead, they were kind of slow and a little bit. We've shot our guns. Now we must fight a little bit. There, I've kicked you. That seemed to be the main power of the baddie. He kicked, and that was hard to defend.
Well, it did win him at least two fights.
If it's working for you, sure.
There's that great bit in one of the end fights where he had his foot up for ages. It's like, what is happening?
Oh, that's right. Are they going to space for no reason?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the 30-second space fight.
Wow, they are transforming robots, you see? They're Transformers. They even look like Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
They managed to take off, fly into space, fire one missile, which hits Achilles in the ankle.
Oh, ooh. See, clever.
And then crash back into the place they were a moment ago.
Yeah.
Then he transformed into a tractor. Thing.
Some kind of sitting down wheelchair position. Exciting. I would have liked
transformed,
it if they transformed.
Just to bring his robot into crotch chainsaw height.
Yeah. His weak point is his crotch, apparently. Although it wasn't, because he had a total buzzsaw in there. Should have done your research. Also, what I thought was weird is one of the scientists who is suspected of espionage, but then shot from by the actual guy, and all the plot stuff that doesn't matter. He invented weapons, and he didn't tell them what the weapons were, so that the opposite team wouldn't find out what their weapons were. So they had no idea what weapons would be in the machine when they go. It's absurd.
He told them when they got in the machine and when it was going up the lift to the battlefield. This is a bit late, really, guys. Oh, by the way, I've changed the weapon loadout for your machine. The machine gun is now a squirt pistol.
And the other,
is that okay?
On the other hand, on one of your hands is a whisk, and the other's a melon baller. We thought about lasers, but we thought they'd expect that.
For top secret weapons, experimental weapons, they were absolutely rubbish. What are they paying that guy for, anyway?
Because yeah. He's the only one willing to build weapons for them.
No one else wants to.
Bought a box of Chinese fireworks and use those instead. They would
but China
have
isn't
more.
Around anymore.
It's now called New China Stan.
That doesn't mean that there aren't fireworks around still.
I don't think there's anything around still. They live in a permanent state of poverty.
Well, at least they still had flares to build the blinder, which goes off perfectly, and then they don't do anything about. Ah, yes, I've blinded you for up to 90 seconds. Now I'll wait for you to recover your vision and then immediately win the fight.
He did recover very quickly.
He's Russian.
We do
They're
that.
Used to snow blindness.
He's used to, you know, having bright lights shone on his face. That's how they ask you questions over there.
Which way is it to the post office? Ah!
Would you like red or white wine?
Ah! Basically, there wasn't enough fights as well. I was kind of hoping if there's lots of different countries, because it was kind of a sports movie in a sense. I mean, it was a sports movie by formula and sort of anyway. But it would have been nice to see like the sci-fi equivalent of Jamaica fight the sci-fi equivalent of, you know, France and get knocked out and then to get to the finals or something, or just to, you know, something. More robots, more teams, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, they kind of just cut that out and went, no, there's two.
You're lucky we've got the budget to make these two little animated dudes and put a guy in a suit for the close-ups.
Which I sort of look at and go, well, surely that means if, say, the Russians destroy your robot, there's nothing you can do to stop them until you build another one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I would have liked it, is all. Another question I have for the panel, green screen. So, I mean, me and Anthony have done green screen, isn't that right, Anthony?
They didn't have them back then.
And what do you mean they didn't have them? They didn't have.
This is back in the dark ages of filmmaking. What? They didn't have green screens yet.
Yes, they did. What did they have then? Blue screens. So it doesn't matter.
You just hope people didn't notice.
You just have someone walk behind with a picture.
No, anyway, green screens.
Back projection is what you mean.
I don't know. I assumed they had green screen. There was just really shoddy green screen that looked terrible at every point they used it. And they used it
a
lot.
They had green screen then. Green screen was there for Star Trek The Next Generation, so it already existed.
And Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, yes. Oh, it's quite good in Mary Poppins then. Because I never really think about it in that.
Yeah.
Although, in fairness, they do hang around with animated penguins, so there's probably something fishy going on. But in this, it's just amazing.
Wouldn't it have been good if there were animated penguins in this?
There were animated penguins in this.
Did you not get the director's cut?
Were you watching different movies?
They were little human robots pretending to be human.
Yeah. Oh.
Which explains a lot.
Explains a lot of the acting.
Now I understand Tex.
Oh, we may have killed Abby. She just can't stop laughing.
Oh.
One down.
Yay. I'm so disappointed that this was part written by someone who's actually experienced real-life combat.
What do you mean?
The writer who didn't direct was a Vietnam veteran.
He didn't experience real-life combat as a mech pilot.
Yeah.
No, but he still should have been able to, you know, do things that are reasonably good with guns and weapons.
He probably just wrote it as a, I wish I didn't go to war. I wish it could have been robots fighting. That would be more fun than this sitting in a ditch waiting to get shot business. So maybe he did it as
the jungle and being shot.
Yeah, he wants a break from writing realistic, gritty war stuff. He wants fantasy and like, robo-fights. That's what I think, anyway. That's what I reckon he was up to.
But from what I'm told, one of the writers, the one who only ever wrote one screenplay, and it was this, desperately wanted to try writing a screenplay. And so his friend came to him and said, look, I'm trying to write a sci-fi take on the Iliad with giant robots and communists.
Boom, I'm in.
And he was basically, boom, I'm in, I'm doing this.
I think it still
has... How his co-writer happened.
I think it still could work. I think this failed a little bit, but it tried, and it told us where it went wrong. You need budget, that's what you need.
So you're now looking at writing a real sci-fi Iliad.
Okay.
Because I can... I'll go find a cloner willing to bring Homer back.
Oh, and you'll make him fight in robot suits?
Quite possibly. I was thinking just making him write it.
Oh, he could tell it. It's probably rubbish and lies, though. All that stuff. Bragging back in the past.
Are you trying to tell me that Hercules didn't really sew dragon's teeth and they grew into skeletons?
He might have done that.
The problem is, the Iliad is the disputed one, though. They're not sure who wrote the Iliad.
Yeah, because Hercules' tales, they're all legit. He definitely did clean out horses and kill beasts.
They're not sure who wrote Homer's The Iliad.
No, it may not be Homer.
It may have been Homer's Marge.
No, it may have been somebody pretending to be Homer. The Iliad is very inconsistent in some ways with the Odyssey.
Yeah, all this mythology, it's all inaccurate. How dare it? They should really check up their facts, shouldn't they?
It's like the Shakespeare thing.
Shakespeare was really Jesus, and all along he was taking the credit. Is that what you mean?
No, they think that a bunch of plays, I don't remember which ones, unfortunately.
Weren't his.
That more than one person has written under the name of Shakespeare, because they're written so differently to each other, it would suggest that it's two different people.
Yeah, because like Tim Burton writes similar films.
Done that, then.
Sorry?
I was like, well, it was a good way of getting your play made back then, is if you said, no, this is a new Shakespeare play, and he didn't check.
That's how I'll get my script made. I'll be like, I'll just put my name, Quentin Tarantino, I wrote this, there you go, get that produced, please. That works, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Who did back then?
Who's going to...
Who works now?
I would be Spielberg.
How do you think I got Transformers 3 made?
You, Eve,
you
git. Oh, you're dead.
I felt we were enjoying the other two movies too much. And I thought they were awful, so...
Shame on you. Back to our robot movie, anyway. We haven't talked much about the main guy. What do we think of the main guy, guys?
Oh, God. There's a reason we haven't talked about it.
Because his name is Achilles, and he's a mech pilot. That's basically it.
His name is Jim.
Name is Jim?
His real name is Jim.
Uncle Jim.
Yes.
God,
that's what I was talking.
Jim.
Did you not? That's what I was saying before. He got so he went home, and then everybody started calling him Jim again, and he just couldn't take it. So he decided to go back to having Achilles for a name.
They also phoned up his parents and called him a coward and an idiot.
Killed like 300 people, dropping a robot on them.
Oh, it's his brother, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did drop a robot. Well, he tried to save people, didn't he, in the crowd, by taking the flying fist and protecting them, and then he just landed on them. A bit stupid. Really.
Killing them anyway.
If the fist had hit them, it would have hit them, less, wouldn't it? Yeah.
The fist would have smushed a few people, but a giant robot crushes a whole stand.
Yeah.
It was so harsh how much the referees didn't care.
Yeah.
Robot fights, you've seen them all.
Yeah. They're just like, we don't really care. The fans being killed wasn't an issue. The cheating and other things.
No, I don't care about the cheating. You know what? Make it a draw.
Yeah.
I know he cheated and used a gun in a no-gun fight, but it's a draw? Yeah. Rematch?
That's cool.
Yeah.
What I was confused about was, well, many things, but that I like this movie, and I'm just going to sit here and be quiet, mostly. but... Then nobody really touched upon the fact that it wasn't just Alexander was winning. He was also killing every person
he
defeated as well. He was mercilessly slaughtering them.
You thought they would have done something about that sooner?
I didn't hear anything that suggested that was against the rules.
It was just unethical. It was just mean, you know. And what was nice is the...
But perfectly legal.
Sure. But what was nice was that was kind of the message of the thing at the end was Jim was trying to teach the guy. Well, he wasn't trying to teach. He was trying to beat him up. And then he was like, also, we don't have to beat each other to death with metal sticks. We can let each other
live. Because he was losing.
Yeah, it's because he had lost, basically.
To kill me with that metal stick. We can, like, both live. Thumbs up?
Yeah, thump fists together. Yeah.
End of film.
Yeah.
Does anyone know enough about the Cold War to know if this was an allegory of anything.
Or does anyone really care?
An allegory of anything.
If it
was... It's kind of an allegory. Yeah. I'm sure it must have happened to a secret agent at some point. Just kind of, oh, we can kill each other. And
well, I really don't think there were secret agents fighting in giant robots. I think we'd know.
It's a metaphor, Tom.
They're not very secret.
Yeah,
it's behind the Iron Curtain. Behind the Iron Curtain, all kinds of things happened. That's where they were breeding the giant rats of Sumatra.
Why do you think... Oh, brilliant. Why do you think they have a big Iron Curtain? Because they got all kinds of weird stuff going on. You've got to keep the robots at bay with the Iron Curtain and the weird rat things that Ollie said.
Yeah, that's from Sherlock Holmes, but okay.
Yeah, what about the lady? The lady was the main character. She was part of the weird, indoctrined, trained, biologically superior types with funny ponytails and short hair.
Athena.
What do we think of her? Abby, you're a lady. You have a lady opinion on the lady. I just rolled with it.
She was playing someone who was meant to be relatively devoid of emotion.
Hmm.
Which is always tricky.
Surely that means she's either a really good actor or a really bad actor.
Yeah, see, that is the double-edged sword.
I'm not sure whether she was successfully playing with someone with no emotion or had no chemistry. Didn't have any.
Yeah.
I think she did well to have as much presence as she did, because I've seen plenty of actresses in movies of this caliber that just basically blend into the wallpaper. There's so little substance to them.
Yeah. Her job basically was to turn up and go, oh, I don't know why you're so special, Mr. Wins, all the time. I mean, I even looked at you naked and I can't see anything different. And you're not so great. And now I will be better than you and you'll fall in love with me and I'll get injured and we'll kiss and bam, job done. I've facilitated you becoming a hero.
She unfortunately is supposed to be there as a, look, a woman is good at this, and then immediately loses her first fight.
Yeah.
And has to be rescued.
It would have been nice if it had been actually the hero we think was going to be the hero is going to coach her from the room where they observe the fight, and she does all the fighting, but it's with his advanced skills. That would have been a nice kind of pro story to say, hey, women who are genetically bred to do fighting can be good at fighting kind of message, you know? Might have been nice.
Yeah, instead, it's I believe they're trying to give a message. Assuming that there is a message involved, I think they're supposed to be going on about how experience is more important than aptitude.
Yes, so if any of those tubers or tubies... Why don't they call them tubies? Tubers is such a better name.
Yeah.
But it's also an instrument.
Potatoes.
Well, yeah, all right then. But if any of those tubers managed to acquire the same amount of experience as Jim, who I can't call
should, up, in theory, be better than him.
Mm. Yes. But they were mentally unbalanced.
I think one of the reasons they were mentally unbalanced is because one of the tests they had to do was like an insane crystal maze challenge where they climbed pipes that suddenly got wet or hot or disappeared.
Or electrified.
Yeah.
And they
did you guys,
each other up.
Do you guys like that scene where they all just screamed and it vibrated and shook and was frightening and terrifying?
It was certainly one of the more entertaining scenes. Well, something was happening.
Yeah. It was so peculiar. You're just sitting there going, I don't really know what I'm looking at anymore.
So this is how you choose your giant robot pilots.
Who can climb up the thing?
A scary jungle gym.
That's how they all should do it. That's how pilots should be trained. Can you climb the scary jungle gym? You're a hero.
No, but I can fly an F-16. I don't care. Climb, damn you.
First one up wins is...
I think it's especially awkward for us being at such a distance from when this was made. Because it doesn't make any sense that our rationale of things would become what they have. That we choose people via jungle gym and that we fight with giant robots.
Yeah, that's why it should have been a full-blown comedy, because it was ludicrous that this would happen. I don't even think in the 80s they actually thought that would happen, you know?
So you're talking like a Spaceballs-style giant robot movie.
Yeah.
See, if Mel Brooks had directed this would be a much better movie. It'd be a fantastic movie.
Lots of movies would be better if Mel Brooks directed them.
Who would have had the giant head? Because he always has one.
Who would have had the giant head? Oh, like the giant head joke.
Tex.
The robot. Yep.
There'd be a massive melee of 5 or 6 robots, and Alexander would be in the robot with the stupidly big head.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I'd like to address the topic of the visual side of it, more the aesthetic than the effects. There's a lot of red and white on the good guys' team. A lot of black and yellow used to signify the baddies. What do we think visually of the maybe the sets and things and the kind of image the film has? What do you guys think?
I personally hated everything about it. I hated the costume, I hated the cinematography, I hated the sets, I hated the colours. It literally turned me sick watching this film.
Wait, are you saying you didn't like the sets?
Well, yeah, they were dull.
Yes, they were. I was just checking that your subtle message was not being lost.
So
I expected a lot more from this film, and it did not deliver in any way. I don't know, it just seemed... I know it is cheap, but it all just seemed so cheap and nasty and horrible.
It wasn't like Tron, where it's like, it may look cheap and weird, but at least it's neon and kind of strange.
Yeah. You know, cheap, you know, low budget doesn't have to mean it looks low budget, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it did bankrupt an entire studio paying for it.
Exactly. And
this was a stupidly expensive movie. It does not show at all.
The only thing I can think is that the green screen was expensive.
No, it's pretty cheap. It's cloth. You just hang it up.
You know, they assumed they were getting actual actors and paid them accordingly.
I don't understand. The budget is only 10 million.
Yeah, but in 80s pounds or dollars.
Yeah.
That's,
in the 80s.
That's, you know,
this is 1990, but okay.
That's a lot of Bill Cosby.
90s? That's really not much for a movie. Even then.
But still, what have they spent it on?
Stop motion.
10 million? They would have done that on the animation.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, was probably the best part about the film. Seeing some decent stop motion animation.
Yeah, just it would have been nice if the stop motion had been like more dynamically choreographed, I think. Because it was just a bit derpy. I don't know. It could have been... It was nicely done, but at the same time, it was kind of like, well...
Yeah, they weren't given enough to do.
Yeah.
Mm.
By comparison, a movie with virtually no special effects in Groundhog Day, which does have more expensive actors, of course, only has 4.6 million more, so...
So maybe, like, you know, you... Maybe it was...
That's okay.
The budget aside, it could have been better regardless. I mean, you can make... it's harder to make a sci-fi on a smaller budget, but it should have been at least funnier. If it had gone funny, the cheap crapness of it might have been good, you know?
Yeah, it didn't stray into the hilarious bad. It was just kind of poorly made.
Yeah, a few duff bad lines that are nice to say again. A few derpy moments like crotch weapons and it is ludicrous, and it is a kind of cult bad movie in a sense, but I think basically most of us didn't like it. Ollie, you said you liked it, so do you want to go first before we take back your opinion with our own and say what you thought, final thoughts on it, I guess?
I'm going second.
Oh, mm-hmm. Who's going first?
No, Anthony already went.
Oh, he sort of did a bit, didn't he?
Oh, that's not my final summing up.
Oh, no,
the final summing up was not that you didn't like
worse.
It.
Worse.
Also, Anthony was the only one who actually went on to talk about the aesthetics and stuff. Okay, yeah. Right.
Well, any more points on aesthetics? I thought maybe some of the interiors, like this, his bedroom with the square panels that are sort of vaguely breakable but not, I thought it was okay. He had slidey doors that looked fun.
He ruined that in the fight scene, in which case they sort of broke one and it turned out it was just paper and balsa wood.
Like a Chinese kind of sliding door job. But,
I think it wasn't supposed to be.
Oh.
The set was just very cheaply made so they could backlight it.
Classy.
And then they accidentally broke it during the fight scene.
Yeah.
But then he did pick it up later when he looked up there to see if there was a way out. I like that. Just a bit... he worked with it.
It's good. It's got a little adapt. Yes.
On aesthetics.
Yeah.
On aesthetics, sorry. I've got two things, and that is, first of all, that was a blasted stupid scar he had on his face.
Mm.
And also, that is one of the weirdest bars I've ever seen in a movie.
The weirdest what?
Bar. The bar that they went to drink and party.
So you've never seen Arena then?
The very first time they went to that bar, it was extremely strange.
Yeah.
And subsequent times, it was okay.
Well...
Actually, yeah, when they did that weird pan around, it's just like, why is this place this shape? Why is everyone over there?
Why are they dancing in that strange way? Because
it's going the future. On?
Yeah, and Ollie, you haven't got the best experience for knowing what it's like in clubs anyway. It might be like that, you don't know.
Anybody who's been to the Bay in Aberystwyth knows about clubs.
Oh, okay.
This, yes, because I'm experience. Sure the Bay in Aberystwyth has a huge clubbing
and culture. And the Glen. Ooh, and the Glen. As was.
Okay, Ollie's legit, you can say. It was weird then.
Hardcore.
And peer pressure.
We're going when we visit you next.
peer pressure, yes, of course.
So, okay. So, can we do summing up now? Is everyone happy? Any other thoughts before we get to our final opinions?
I'm distracted by taking Ollie clubbing.
I could just sum up if you like.
Go.
I think... this film frustrated me because every now and again, a good film sort of peeked through cracks in the bad film.
Yeah.
Like, they'd do something that was actually quite thoughtful and well done and then spoil it immediately afterwards.
Sure.
Like, some of the stuff that they did do, some of the details, were really good. Like, the scar... on his face wasn't very good, but the idea that he would be this scarred guy,
yeah,
all of the fights he's had, and that they are genetically engineering people to do it next because they want to win something.
It had potential. And I like that they remembered to put the bruising on his shoulder, because they did the scar on the face, they could have just gone, yeah, that shows him he gets injured, but when he had lost the fight, they thought to do, you know, that extra bit of makeup, and some things would not bother.
So. Weird thing about the scars, and him being a veteran and all, he still only has 10 fights in total in his entire career.
They're in giant mecha robot things.
Yeah, but that includes, like, the first one, where he's probably up against some guy on his new first day.
Yeah. You know.
No, this film bothers me, because somebody involved with this has good ideas, but they were completely drowned under a sea of rubbish by whoever else it was.
Fair.
There were only two writers, so one of them was good.
I'm going to have to assume that it's Haldeman, because he only wrote it, whereas Gordon wrote and directed.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to think that he was the one who had all of the terrible ideas. He did go on to make Space Truckers.
Well... But if anything's good.
I don't know if that means it's good or not. I actually haven't seen Space Truckers.
don't bother.
Okay, good.
You can't tell me not to bother.
If the movie was a robot, what robot would it be to sort of metaphorically fit in our weird rating system?
Hey, I was the only person who got to sum up.
We're all going to sum up. I'm saying, what's your choice of robot, Abby?
Crikey. There's... I don't really know how to describe this. But in with Ollie's collection of Transformers back in our parents' house.
Loser!
Ruin his street cred, why don't you?
It's not there anymore. They disappeared.
Mm-hmm. What, the street cred or the Transformers collection?
They disappeared a long time ago.
Because we're working on getting your cred back. I mean, the clubbing will help.
But what I was saying was that there was this one knockoff Transformer that was in with all the others, and he was just a lot smaller and didn't articulate that much. He sort of only really bent at the hips and the shoulder.
Yeah, good metaphor. And
it's just one of them. It looks like a Transformer, but it's not.
Optimax Pine. Okay, let's throw it over to Ollie. What would be your summary of this film?
Okay, as previously mentioned, I went in with almost zero expectations. Expectations which, if you looked at...
They smashed your expectations.
Expectations which, if you looked at with an electron microscope, would still be just as tiny as without. And I was kind of pleasantly surprised. I mean, I like most movies. And I kind of liked the visuals. The acting was pretty terrible. I think the direction must have been pretty terrible. And the plot... You see, there's scope in this plot. If it had been developed properly and not just hacked at and filled with people in funny hats and...
weird power gloves with the things you plug into TVs into them.
Yeah, they had SCART cables all over it.
Yeah. If say, the people who are controlling the robots weren't just putting sort of things on strings from side to side to operate the legs and whatever.
Yeah.
It would be better. It's badly, badly, badly developed.
If it didn't have all of its hang-ups, it had scope.
It did really have scope, and I really didn't mind it. It was a wonderful thing to do programming to.
Yeah. And if it was a robot, what would it be?
It's very subjective, but since I really didn't like Short Circuit, I'll say it's Johnny Five.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, Johnny Five should be like the 10 of the 10 of this list.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
I pat that. A T-Bot from Mask.
That makes more sense, because at least Johnny Five was well made and functional.
Yeah, don't rag on Johnny Five.
I don't remember. I want to say T-Bone. That's not what you just said. What did you just say?
T-Bot.
There we go.
Okay. It's a little obscure, kind of 80s, and let's assume poor. I agree with you and Abby, more or less. I'm not going to elaborate on my opinion more than, yeah, you pretty much covered it. It had potential. It was rubbish. And if do you know when they had those, like, white and black robots that were really cool, like, a few years ago for kids to buy?
Robo-Sapien.
It's like a Robo-Sapien that's broken and been chewed by the dog, you know? It's kind of dated and old and kind of lame now, but it was all the rage, presumably. Well, it probably wasn't. But anyway, it's chewed and gnarled and awful, and no one wants it. And you can't even sell it, so that's what it is. Anthony, and then we'll go back to Tom, because he picked it. What's your thoughts?
Oh, my God. okay. Poorly paced. Boring. Badly acted. Badly written. Badly directed. It looks horrible. It had some slight hints of kind of good sci-fi commentary slip through, like little moments. And I thought it was quite good because it kind of left them there unspoken. Like, people would be wearing masks.
Yeah. Have a vague sort of Middle Eastern clothes that meet sort of bland Western clothes.
Yeah, stuff like that. But it did not expand on it. The robots were kind of cool, but underused.
Mm.
The characters were terrible, they had terrible motivation, they did things for no apparent reason. There was no resolution at the end of any of the kind of plot threads.
Yeah, but they fist bumped with thumbs up at the end, so it must have been fine.
Yeah, fist bumped with thumbs up after Alexander had murdered 8 out of the 9 team members and crippled his girlfriend, we think she might have been.
I don't really know what else to say. I did not like it at all. I was expecting something bad, but something entertainingly bad, bad.
Okay.
What robot does it get?
It gets a robot designed to clean poo off of a toilet. I don't know.
That'd be quite handy. I actually think that would be a worthwhile robot.
But it's broken, and it smears it everywhere.
It gets a rectal exam bot.
Oh, it's a shard of broken robot in the eye. Okay.
I really did not enjoy this film at all.
Well, we really couldn't tell.
Just to sum it up just a bit more.
Yeah. Thomas?
Oh, hello. You've covered most of things. I very rarely say this, but this is the kind of movie I actually think would have benefited from being directed by Michael Bay.
There's not many of them.
it didn't commit. You're right.
I genuinely think that if it had been given to someone like him who knows how to direct an action scene and not much else,
well,
it could have been actually really entertaining.
Hasn't he already made this movie three times?
No. People talk in Transformers. Well, I say people. Shia LaBeouf talks a lot.
No.
He's not a person.
In a way, Michael Bay has done this film. He did it badly because, you know, they suck. But in a way, it's that kind of America Must Win, which this kind of is about. It's about army and warfare. It's his sort of toy box. I would happily let him play with the script because it's not that worthwhile. And, you know, hopefully he'd fail to make money and never direct anything again. So on that, you know, side, it would be good if Michael Bay had a go.
And as for what robot it is, I think it's Trash Can from Astro Boy, which is a robot that is a bin and thinks it's a dog.
Brilliant. Okay, that's fair. So,
all right, now I'm going to have to go. Someone is knocking my door.
So as Tom goes to answer his door, we'll all say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I was talking with my father today, and he basically, when I said robot jocks, he thought maybe they were giant Scottish robots who were wandering around in kilts. And then we got onto Scottish Transformers and how their leader is Baggy McBagpipes. And in order to lead the Scottish Transformers into action, he transforms into bagpipes.
You really had this conversation with your dad.
Yeah. I've never had a conversation like that with our father in my life.
And anyway, he plays Transformers
theme. Never had a conversation with my father.
He plays the Transformers theme on bagpipes version, and then they go into action. There we go.
Very good. That's awesome. I love the idea of it being Optimus Prime. And them all having Scottish actors.
McPrime. Of the Clan McPrime.
Oh, dear.